This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, retail now in the corporate embodiment of a company known as L Brands. That name perhaps does not ring a retail bell for you, but hang on, because it will. L Brands said today it is planning to sell a majority stake in Victoria's Secret to a private equity firm. Once upon a time, L Brands had Abercrombie & Fitch, The Limited, Lane Bryant, a bunch of others as well. Now, though, all it's got left is Bath & Body Works. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at the last company standing in the L Brands retail universe.
Becky Starring, who's 35 and lives in Milwaukee, has been shopping at Bath & Body Works since she was 16, and her favorite scent was warm vanilla sugar.
It smells like a warm sugar cookie, which is exactly how I described it to my daughter at the store yesterday.
Now her favorite is the more enigmatic scent, A Thousand Wishes.
I don't really know, like, what it is, but just the aroma of it is kind of, like, relaxing for me.
And so is the price, $13.50 for an 8-ounce bottle of lotion. Starring goes to Bath & Body Works every few months, and she says when she walks into the store, it looks a lot like it did when she was 16. The colorful displays, the Try Me stickers on the bottles.
I mean, the experience overall is pretty fun to smell all the different candles and the different scents of lotion.
The experience. You know, that thing analysts keep saying retailers need to offer to get people off their couches and into stores. John D. Morris at D.A. Davidson says Bath & Body Works has been in the experience game for a long time because you can't smell things through the internet.
They were one of the first to really allow people openly on their own to do self-tryout. And so people know and understand that, and that's a reason that makes them more of a destination in the mall.
The company is seeing double-digit sales growth at a time when many other mall-based retailers are struggling. Also, while Bath & Body Works' stores haven't changed all that much since Becky Starring was 16, the fragrance business lends itself to a different kind of evolution. Lorraine Hutchinson is an analyst at BofA Securities.
You know, they launch a lot of new scents, and people really love the newness.
All that said, now that Bath & Body Works is the last L Brands property, it'll be saddled with the more than $5 billion of debt that's on the company's books. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.